previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
8:21 Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T.
Okay, so account takeover is growing rapidly from 34% in 2019 to 54% in 2020. That's one in every two transactions in the finance industry last year. So while passwords are hard to remember and they're annoying to update, they're easy to crack, but a silver lining is on the horizon. Experts now say biometrics can replace passwords. So Simon Armstrong, Vice President of Products at Entersect, an authentication and mobile app security company, joins us on air this morning to chat about just how close we are to a passwordless future. Simon, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Simon, let's start at the very beginning. What's the difference between vishing and phishing? And for our listeners, that's with a PH, not an F. And what's caused us to be sitting ducks in relation to both? Because honestly, it feels like we're under attack.
Well, we are, and criminals been around forever, and they're evolving as our lives are evolving, and as we spend more of our time doing business in a digital way and banking in a digital way, the fraudsters and the attackers out there are finding new ways to get hold of our account information, and that's what vishing and phishing are. Phishing, with a P, is the act of trying to obtain information about a person so that you can crack their password, and vishing is a more sophisticated attack where they take some of those credentials they have about you and then actually guide you on a voice call through defrauding you. Literally, people help the fraudsters because they believe they're from the bank or they're from an organization they should be trusting. It's a very sophisticated attack, and it's one that's quite worrying. And with only passwords as a way to defend against it, people are really vulnerable.
Simon, seeing that biometric identification is becoming more popular, in fact, us here at Algoa FM, the entire building is that way, and most businesses are heading this way, how costly will it be to implement this as a business or even privately, i.e. Will it become a costly exercise?
I think the truth is a lot of large businesses know that they want to protect their stock and their customers from these sort of attacks, especially where they're storing large amounts of personal data or they're dealing with very sensitive information like your finance or healthcare industries. In terms of implementing these solutions, it's relatively easy to do, and I think even for the man on the street, being able to opt into these systems is becoming increasingly common as an option that's given to them.
Simon, in terms of, we speak about biometrics, but what are the different types of biometrics that are available to us right now?
Oh, that's a really good question. Maybe before we look at biometrics, let's look at how you prove your identity. So password is, we're discussing how we don't want to have passwords in our lives because of the problems with them. They're something that you know, and it's one factor of authentication. You could also present something that you are, a biometric. So that could be a fingerprint or a facial scan or even your voice when we talk about interacting with products like Amazon Alexa. And these are things that are unique about a person that let them prove their identity that way. The third factor that you have that is commonly used is a possession factor. And this is one that's very recognizable. All of our houses are secured with a key, and that is a possession factor that we have. Our credit cards are a possession factor. So combining two of these factors is the way that we believe we can increase the security of how people present their identity to a digital organization.
Okay, but I mean, for those of us who aren't quite there yet, you know, who don't have access to biometrics and so on, particularly in our personal lives, how do we protect ourselves in the meantime?
I think the important thing is to make sure that when you are forced to use a password, that you do so in a secure way. Don't write it down and put it in your wallet, because that's asking for things to go wrong. And the more important thing is to make sure that you work with an organization or a business that takes security seriously. And I think we know that this is becoming increasingly common. In fact, some of the research we've done says that 60% of large enterprises and 90% of mid-sized businesses will be going passwordless and will be looking for more secure methods of authentication by 2022.
All right, there. You've just answered my question. I was going to ask you in terms of the timeline of moving to biometrics, and you are saying that Gartner predicts around about 2022, the majority of us will be using biometrics.
They're predicting that about half the use cases will be coming to a passwordless, or at least not just a password, methods that would allow you to use multiple factors of authentication.
Yeah, two-way authentication as well.
Yes.
All right. Simon Armstrong, thank you so much for joining us on Algo FM Breakfast this morning and answering those questions. Indeed, very interesting to see where we're going with technology going forward and protection of our personal information, especially with the introduction of the Poppy Act come 1 July. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Ciao.
Thanks, Simon.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.